Welcome to the Diamonds in the Rough podcast, a place to set your eyes on new sights and catapult your goals into action. A diamond is formed under pressure, and each day we are encountered with obstacles and barriers meant to destroy us. But we must not bow down or give in. We must stand firm and prepare to be turned into a luminous new creation. Grab your favorite mug, filled with coffee or tea, or your favorite beverage, your journal and pen, put on your fuzzy socks, and let's get right into the topic of the day.
Dear me, dear you, I hope you did you in 2022. For all the frustration, betrayal, attitudes, backbiting, and the lies, I hope you did you in 2022. This year started off as usual with the January 1st meal. You know, that meal with the collard greens, the cornbread, pork or chicken, and black-eyed peas. Each of those items are supposed to bring some kind of luck or prosperity for the new year. And as I glanced back at the pictures in my iPhone, I couldn't help but notice one of the first pictures I had taken for 2022 was a picture of cornbread, of all things. I had stopped by one of my favorite stores, Wawa, to get some coffee and had also stumbled across this cornbread on New Year's Day. So if anyone knows me, I can cook, but I just don't. But looking at that picture made me think about why we do the things that we do, whether they're out of tradition or personal preference, why exactly we do the things that we do. Well, in 2022, I hope you did you. I know I did. And I tried to do more of me. I started saying no. I started speaking up. I started exercising more. I started being comfortable in my own skin. I started being more bold and confident in my abilities. I fell in love with me and I started getting up in the mornings and meditating. I did me in 2022. I released myself from what others thought of me. I saw a clip of a sermon by T.D. Jakes that was so life-changing for me, and the message on surface level seems like a no-brainer, something that you probably may have even heard before. However, it spoke volumes to my soul, and I pinned the video to the top of my Facebook page as a reminder for me so that every time that I go to my Facebook page, I can see it. And I visit it basically once a day. And every time I hear it, it's almost like the first time. But T.D. Jakes said in this clip, and I quote, "I have come to learn it is not what you think about me that determines how high I go. It is what I think of me. And the enemy is at war with how I think of me. Because sometimes I allow your reaction to become my perception." How many of us have allowed other people's reaction to become our perception? And we have evaluated ourselves based on the look in someone else's eye, end quote. It's what I think of myself. Yes, this was me in 2022, learning how to change my mindset and how I thought of myself. This meant shutting out the voices of opposition, the naysayers, the people who had something to say, although they didn't even know anything about me. How I thought of myself changed the way I wanted to care for myself. It's as though I began viewing myself outside of myself. I began viewing myself through the spirit realm and as a separate entity outside of my body. After all, my body is just a shell of who I really am. And my spirit, on the other hand, is the real me. So the enemy is against the real me. The enemy is against the real you. The enemy is threatened and intimidated by what exactly can be done through the real me and through the real you. The enemy, as T.D. Jakes said, is at war with how we view ourselves. And the enemy doesn't want us to feel and know that we are valued. He doesn't want us to know that we are an asset to the world. Because if he can get me to stay down, if he can get me to stay depressed, if he can get me to continue to feel like I'm the victim, then God's real plan for my life won't come into fruition. The enemy wants me to be defeated, to feel low, to feel as though I don't have any hope. He doesn't want me to realize the power that is already within me. He wants us to live in a defeated state of mind, broke, busted, disgusted, mad, bitter, with no hopes of getting better. But changing my mindset was the gift I received from God in 2022. It meant spending lots of time alone, in isolation, being uncomfortable at first, then learning how to enjoy my own company, getting to know what brought me peace and what brought me stress. It took some time weeding and seeding, though. It wasn't very easy. But changing my mindset meant doing the hard work. It meant having those hard conversations. It meant getting up at 5 to do a quick mile workout before work, which, by the way, was very life-changing. But changing my mindset meant not taking some phone calls, not answering some texts. Changing my mindset meant turning off the TV. Romans 12 and 2 states, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be changed by the renewing of your mind." And I've never been a follower, but rather I've quite often been a loner throughout my life, setting my own pace and being cognizant of my own lane, even if it was at the expense of rocking alone. And I'm perfectly fine with that. And so I want us to remember, and what I have really tried to do in 2022 was to speak better to myself, to be more positive, because just as the Word of God says that as a man or woman thinks, so are they. Whatever is in your mind to think about yourself, then that will be you. So in 2022, I hope you got in some rest. I hope you took some time in silence to sit alone. I hope you took some time to pray and meditate. I hope you found more of the real you. I hope you drink more water. I hope you stay hydrated. I hope you monitor the foods that you put into your body. I hope you gave to someone in need, and whether it was monetarily or simply by listening. I hope you forgave those who trespassed against you. I hope you forgave yourself for the times that you thought you failed. I hope you took a chance at love again and let down your walls and was vulnerable enough to let someone in to love you again. In 2022, yes, I hope that you did you. I hope that you kept God at the forefront. I hope you prayed. I hope you set aside some time for self-care, and you thank God for how far that He's brought you. In 2022, I hope you did you. And if you didn't, well, close out the year with a sense of urgency to start doing you. Find something you love to do. Let God create a fire within you to build a passion for more out of your life and to get more out of your life. To live out the blessed life that you already possess. It's nothing wrong with wanting more while being content. In 2022, I just want to say that if we didn't get it done, then guess what? We have another chance with the grace and by the grace of God to start all over again in 2023. This has been another fabulous edition of the Diamonds in the Rough podcast. Follow me on Instagram at diamonds_in_the_rough_podcast. Remember, that's on Instagram. Until next time, be blessed.